trio, the other hard part, and put in the easy part, which was the mirror, and the other easy part, which is the DD rate, and that's what it is. The failover is a paper or two in its own right. What I'm doing now is I'm simplifying it. It's now pretty tight and pretty reliable. But for this demo, we're ready to service requests should it be asked.
What sort of speed of link are you talking about?
Between
these two machines?
I get perfectly good performance out of 100 megahertz, and actually 10 megahertz would be almost as good. Because the only traffic that's, and it's also a bit of cognitive dissonance, because most people imagine that a storage cluster is this sort of cloud where you can put data as much as you like, as fast as you like, and fault tolerant to everything, and no, I'm sorry, in your dreams, until today. So that's what DD rate is all about. And there was, and thank you for reminding me about that. And this is what the larding tool is for. Okay, no, I'll respond if you ask me afterwards about that. I've got a slide in here entitled Evil Patents. I wasn't going to show it, but maybe I will.
Put a new box in. Put the same box in, and it will recognize the bits that changed while the box was out. The cluster keeps running with all its data. You can have more nodes connected. You've got N, well, let's say M boxes out. What they call it, Sistina, a ghetto cluster. I call it a crossover cluster. And I'm very happy about it because it gives you absolutely optimal performance. I've got two disks, 50 megasecond throughput. One node writes at 100 megaseconds with zero redundancy, writes at 50. Crashes I've had as a result of developing the code itself is about 5,000 or so.
Hot plug fast. Yes, it's great. It's perfect. And you can buy it here. I've got some for you. This is the best feedback I ever got about this. This is a member of the RAID array. You make that go away because it's not lame anymore, because my code is full duplex.
How many
PowerPoints does it have? I've given 5 PowerPoint presentations. No, what?
How many PowerPoints do you think?
Well, I'll just bring in the extension here. If you can help me do cluster this powerful, you connect a serial cable to it. And why do you do that? Because it works. Oh, did I mention that the thing has 2 10 gig E ports on for external connectivity? And unfortunately, my laptop does not have a 10 gig port. RSH, that is RSH with no security whatsoever, because it's a cluster and it's not going to help you very much.
That's important. You've got to, what's you need to know is a backplane or something.
There's this bizarre thing called an Orion here. They actually made hardware. This is something that I find kind of cut and pasted into the window. So we have to go to this particular directory. An associate of Peter's set this up, and it was great that he did so, because I was busy putting together my crossover cluster, which is actually just as important as this desktop cluster, but I'm not going to have time to talk about it, so people are going to have to buy me an Orion expert at the end of this talk. Okay, sudo, I always think to myself, what was it?
NBD.
That's because we're using NBD to communicate between the nodes, but it's not just any NBD. It's an NBD I hacked so it would work, which took some doing. Sudo dot slash
DDRay.
This is the big one. Dash or dot?
Yeah, dash.
Dash start.
Yep.
No. I'm actually checking to see if I have any memory, and I've learned that I don't, so I have to
actually say, I don't have to run. You don't have to find out that this just sig faults when I try. No, I am going to, and the next speaker can come up while I'm doing it if they're here. Tea time. Okay, well, demonstration is at, talk is over. Last question. Anybody who wants to see the demo, come up after the talk now, and I'll complete the lab. Slow down. Thank you. How far did we get? Where's the off switch? Help. Okay, I'm just going to put it down here and let the battery run out. It's a nice surprise for the next speaker. No, I think I should find situations you'd want to balance it more. You could hang 10 boxes or 100. You could hang 100 boxes off each of those data nodes for to build a 500-node cluster. And you can do that today as long as you don't mind that failover doesn't work. Actually,
that's kind of a problem.
Failover does work, but it was not a priority to get it to a really low number. Minus J. Yeah, we just made it a 3FS, didn't we? And that's all, right? Okay. Now, this pretty much always works, and that is totally amazing for code that was being heavily hacked on and oops it.
Background that and see if you're... See what's
good there. Idea, background it. Remember when I said I wasn't
that's
a Unix
actually,
guy?
Actually, you can't interrupt MKFS if it's stuck in DSlave.
Right, but you can background it.
Well, how can we find out if it's stuck in DSlave?
You can't background it in DSlave.
I just want to get to the node, to a node again.
Are you RSA shift from
mapper/test BS equals something large, 1.0. What's 1 meg exactly? 1.0.2.4k, like that. And I don't normally process partitions. That's an awfully small-looking device.
Five times 78.
We've got configuration issues. I did not actually look at the... if I make this wider, will it grok that? No, it doesn't. Stupid. Somebody fix that in the terminal emulator, too. I see NBDs over there. I see NBDs sleeping. If NBDs sleeping, then for a cluster demo. And just before I came in here, I made a OCFS2 file system on that.
Thank you. As much as I'd like. I have this handy-dandy USB key thing, so if anybody has a really good question as you go through this, ask, and if I forget all about the USB key, because I probably will say, you know, was that worth a USB key? If I don't give this out because of a really good question during the talk, at the end of the talk, we're going to do something silly involving you standing up and putting your hands on top of your head. So,
why bother? You actually do get higher utilization rates. You know, hardware is so cheap these days, I don't know whether people care. But certainly if you're actually running web servers, if you run around 10 of them on a given piece of hardware, you can typically do that with fewer physical resources in boxes than if you actually had 10 boxes in racks. So that's